To you all, this is Wilmer Kaufman with the Morning Devotional, 484-919-8850. This morning, I would like to speak to you all out of Isaiah 40. It talks about the greatness of our God. And in all of this, it speaks about the greatness of God from verse 9 to the end. And in all of this, God, I believe the way it ends here, he is trying to encourage us. There are many things that we go through in life. And when we study the eagles and see what they go through in life, there's a time in an eagle's life where it goes through a molt, and it almost loses its life. It almost loses all ambition to live. And at some point, there are other eagles watching, and at some point, they'll bring in food for this eagle, and he'll regain his strength, and he'll go again. But the Lord uses that here as he ends here in Isaiah 40. It says, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Our God is an awesome God. He is a good God. Here, when we just stop to look at the majesty, the greatness of our God, here in verse 9 it says, "O Zion, messenger of good news, shout from the mountaintops, shout it louder. O Jerusalem, shout and do not be afraid. Let the towns of Judah tell the towns of Judah, your God is coming." And then in verse 11 and 12, he says, "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. Who else has held the oceans in his hand? Who has measured off the heavens with his fingers? Who else knows the weight of the earth or has weighed the mountains and the hills on a scale?" In verse 25, here the Lord is speaking, "To whom will ye compare me? Who is my equal?" asks the Holy One. "Look up into the heavens who created all the stars. He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each one by its name because of his great power and incomprehensible strength. Not a single one is missing." In verse 28, he says, "Have you never heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is an everlasting God, the creator of all earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depth of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." I'm just going to end there in the awesomeness of our God. My prayer for you all is that you can walk in that awesomeness, in that greatness of our God today, knowing that he knows best for each one of our lives. Amen.